This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. I just thought it was proper not to be on the radio prior to Coach Newton's service. So that's one of the reasons when I called you, I asked to do it. I just think it's better. I'm not trying to whatever, but I think that was better. So that's that.
Yeah, Coach Newton's service is tomorrow, for those who don't know. Yeah. The legendary coach, C.M. Newton, and out of respect, Wimp, and I do respect this coach, said, normally we goof off and laugh a lot on your show. I kind of hate to do that on that day, and that's totally understandable.
I say sometimes I come on here and y'all never know what the Goober's going to say today. I think in the Auburn baseball game.
Wow.
That you have to understand that there are big plays in every game. Now, the situation that got all these glove over the fence was a big play, but there were other big plays. And I always tried to tell my kids that the missed free throws in the first part of the game were as important as the missed free throws in the second part of the game, or the last part of the game. And so instead of people getting on social media knocking anybody, they need to congratulate them on that Auburn team for the way they played. And I think sort of hug this kid. I don't know if you saw this the other day or not, but a kid was pitching to his best friend. Did y'all see that?
We did. Yeah, we talked about it. What'd you think?
Okay, that's fine.
No. I'd like to know what you thought.
Well, I thought it was great. And when I coached, I got called a lot of different things. But the one thing I always did when I got in the dressing room, I always took responsibility for the loss. And I tried very, very hard to always give them the credit for the win. And I don't need the coach at Auburn to have to take any responsibility for the loss. I didn't need to say anything, but basketball, through all the games I coached, I always did that. Coach Bryant always did that. And so I just think it's important. And I know people say, he bashes Auburn and all that kind of. I just think I don't care who it was, and it happened to be Auburn, I wanted to say it. So I did.
Well, I know you and Sonny are close now, but back when you were coaching, and I know the answer is probably no to this, but was there a coach that you hated beating because you know how losing felt, and you really did like that coach?
No, I didn't hate beating him when he's at Auburn.
Well, I'm not talking about Sonny in particular. I'm saying I know you're close with Sonny now, but was there another one of those guys back when you were coaching?
I doubt it. I don't think so. I played my former coach in a few times, and I wanted to beat him bad or worse, and he was a friend at that time. So, we played in the NCAA, well, in SEC semifinals, which was probably the most nervous I've ever been at a game. We won the championship, I bet, that year in Knoxville. But I think that's a good question, and that's a question I have to think about. I don't really know the answer. There's some guys that you enjoy beating, but there are other guys who just enjoy that your team was ready to play and played against a well-coached team. We beat some heck of a coaches at times, and heck of a coaches beat us. You know, we beat North Carolina, Kentucky, and a bunch of them, so UCLA and those people. But, I think Lance, I will say this. Maybe the week that Coach Bryant died, I'll go the other way with you. I, for whatever reason, was excited by going to UCLA and beating that number one team two points. That kind of goes opposite of what you said, so I sound like I'm bragging on myself, but I don't mean to be. But there are some guys, you always enjoy beating Dale Brown, always. And you always enjoyed beating Norm Sloan. Oh, yeah, you loved to beat Norm Sloan. That was a guy that I didn't particularly care for, but his wife did a good job singing the national anthem, so he's okay. She sang the national anthem for all the Florida basketball games. Did a great job. She's still living. He's passed away.
All right. Okay. He is the coach, Wimp Sanderson. He joins us each week courtesy of Coca-Cola.
And they've got a great new product out there, available in four new flavors, Feisty Cherry, Ginger Lime, Twisted Mango, and Zesty Blood Orange. You can buy one to taste or get that 8-pack of the slender 12-ounce cans, available at most retailers, including Piggly Wiggly.
All right, let's go to the U.S. Open. Here's what we've done. We've spent 3 hours and 6 minutes together in this room, and not once have we even discussed among ourselves if we're going to do this bet or who we're going to pick if we're going to do
it. All right, let me give you two ideas, and then let's person way over there from you two sitting there with the trying to figure out if I'm trying to pull a fast one. I could pick five or six, and you could pick five or six. The problem we're going to have is that we're going to have four of those the same.
Maybe.
Or I can give you five or six and me take the field.
All right, which one?
I like us taking five or six and you take the field.
I like us taking six and you take the field.
Yeah, can we have six?
It's a lot.
It's one more than five. There's 144,
Will you go five?
Oh, Wimp.
Go five.
I mean, you're going to sweat us over one goal?
Well, no, we'll give Wimp six then. We'll give you six. And we'll take the
pick. You got six.
Okay.
Very easily done.
But now, you understand, as each day goes by, you're closer in owing me one.
Well, that's fine. And we can quit. I mean, if you guys want to quickly do this, I'm ready to roll.
Well, what about those five right there? And then we'll add.
I don't know. I don't want to do that.
I'm good with those.
I want y'all to decide. And that Brownie, text it to me tonight. I'll text him mine this afternoon, so I won't be looking on his paper.
Well, you've got the field. You don't have to text.
You've got the
anybody.
Field. We're about to give you ours.
Y'all went with me the field. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have the field. Yeah. We're going to take six golfers. We've got
five.
Yeah, I'd like to take this guy out, but I know as soon as I do.
I couldn't see who he took out.
Well, Dustin Johnson.
The guy that's always sick, getting vertigo and falling on the ground.
Yeah, I don't know. The minute you take Jason Day out.
You better get you somebody that in the past has putted well, but he's not playing well now.
I know I want one that you and I doubled up on that right now is 40-1.
See, this is what
40-1.
We always get into with Lance. We've always got to go with some long shot.
Listen, a long shot. You like this guy.
I see him.
Will right. Simpson?
Let me give him to you.
Fleetwood. Yeah,
you're gonna pick Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, we're taking him. Dustin Johnson. He's on there.
We've got him.
Nobody's ever won one after Memphis. You're gonna pick Justin Thomas.
He's on there.
He's on there.
Yeah, you're going to pick. I don't know if you're gonna pick Spieth or not.
Yeah, we're gonna pick Spieth.
Okay, you're gonna pick Spieth. So I've already got three of the six.
We're not gonna tee it up ever again without Jordan Spieth.
I mean, Spieth, he's a contender in almost every major. How do you not?
The guy that won it last year, he's not gonna win it because the fairway.
Brooks Koepka. No, we do not have Brooks Koepka.
Well, how smart I am with you guys. Uh-huh. I read y'all's minds.
Your property this week.
Yep.
I'd have to think about the other three that you might.
One of these guys got the course record, and we feel really good.
Jason Day.
Well, that's one we're debating on.
I put that one in there. They want to take him off.
I'm iffy on Day.
All right, dude. I don't know the other
McIlroy.
We have Roy McIlroy.
Yeah, Roy's got the course record, so we're going to have Roy.
That's good.
We've got four. We're going to come up with the other two. We'll let you know.
Those four are givens.
You'll go with Fleetwood, right? I don't know.
Yeah, Fleetwood's okay. I would go with Jason Day.
We'll see. We'll announce it on the air, and we'll text them to you.
And also, I don't know how close I'm getting off. I've been on 2 minutes, so I'm sure about to get off.
It's almost time for us to run you away, yes.
Next week, I am going to tell you who I think will be the next head football coach at Alabama.
Wow.
Why next week? Let's do that now.
I don't know. I like that tease.
I'm going to tease it.
Yeah, I like the tease. So, I mean, well, can we do this now?
Now, this is based on them not getting on him, the probation situations and all, but I'm going to tell you let me put it to you this way. The football coach I think they should choose is the Ned Hook. Is that the best way to handle it? Other way. I don't care. Either way, I don't matter.
So you're going to tell us when Saban retires.
I'm always right on it. I'm always right on all those football things. So I'll just say the one that they're going to select.
Can we ask you one question? Is he a current head coach right now?
I'm not going to answer any questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is not. This is a boring segment. If it's Dabo Swinney, is it Dabo Swinney?
No, I'm not answering. Oh no, it's not Dabo Swinney.
Okay, well, that makes it more interesting.
Okay, so a non-Dabo Swinney.
I certainly want to make it interesting for you three guys because I'm not on long.
Well, is it Charlie Weiss's kid?
No, it's Charlie Weiss.
That's a great hire.
Is he bigger than a bread box?
He's pretty smart.
So you don't think this is going to be anytime soon? You're not saying like this?
No. I told y'all about you don't listen.
I heard you say that, the private conversation you had with him.
A long time ago that it's going to be a long while before Coach gets out. I probably won't be living to see it, so I figured I better go ahead and give it to you now.
Okay, well,
not now, next week.
next week. Do y'all have anything else?
I got milk in the fridge. It's going to last longer than that.
I'll be honest, Wimp. I like your confidence. You're going to be here seven more.
That's right. I love it. You're projecting at least next week for you.
Seven days at a time, right?
Well, I don't know. Did y'all enjoy the banquet the other night?
Yeah, it was very good. It was good to see you there.
A little long.
That's long.
Here's what we're going to do.
That was loud, by the way.
The four of us, we're going to write down a coach and put it in an envelope, and we'll open them up and see if we get them right next week, okay?
Yeah, I think LT smells a rat on it. I haven't said anything to him about it. You know, he asked me that question the other night, that thing. He knew good and well I wasn't going to say Bruce Pearls at Auburn. When he asked me that stupid question.
It wasn't a stupid question. I just said better chance of happening this year.
You want to look at something interesting? Let me tell you what you do in coaching, which Brownie doesn't understand, but one of these days he will. You go by recruiting, scheduling, and then coaching is third, but coaching is big. When you take a look at LSU's schedule versus Alabama's schedule, it is unbelievably different.
In football or basketball?
Football.
Okay, but can I at least throw the question out that I asked you at the banquet the other night that you refused at first to answer?
Yeah.
Does Bruce Pearl have a better chance of taking this Auburn team this year to a Final Four or Ed Orgeron?
No, that's not the question. Not the question you asked.
It was. I said, would Bruce Pearl better chance? Bruce Pearl getting this Auburn team to a Final Four or Ed Orgeron taking LSU to the SEC championship game this year? That was the question I asked.
I said Ed Orgeron. I don't think Ed Orgeron will be there after this year.
And I would disagree. I think Bruce Pearl has a better chance at a Final Four this year. You guys?
They signed a point guard yesterday, but the chances are not significant. It's very, very difficult to do. Bruce is going to have to change the way he plays with a big guy inside. And, or teach him to pass it outside some way he can't shoot it. So,
he says he doesn't. Bruce was on our show.
I know the odds aren't there.
Wiley fits into his system perfectly.
But you got a better chance of climbing a beanstalk than LSU going to a championship game this year.
I know that. You think I was going to say it the other way, Lance? Come on. When I gave you a scenario this morning, it was about a kid on a team, and the team happened to be Auburn. It wasn't about so much the – I certainly congratulate Auburn on doing what they did in baseball, but it was about a kid and how you treat a kid and how you treat your team if you're coaching. And I think that's, to me, it's good for parents that are coaching little league baseball and basketball and those kinds of things on a smaller scale. That's the reason I did.
He is the coach, Wimp Sanderson, and he's joined each week courtesy of Coca-Cola.
And they've got a great product from Diet Coke out there, available in the four new flavors, Zesty Blood Orange, Twisted Mango, Ginger Lime, Feisty Cherry. You can get it at most retailers out there.
And, Coach, you get yours where?
I get mine on 31. The Piggy Wiggly is getting closer and closer and closer.
They got the sign up. I passed it yesterday, Coach.
Oh, yeah, nice sign. Yeah. And they changed the highway. They don't have that big curve in there.
That's right. They straightened it back up.
Nice to talk to you, gentlemen.
Hey, you too, Coach. We love you.
Talk to you later. Oh, well, bye.
Bye.
That's almost.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Boker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
Got it out. Yeah. That's